This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Burns, Oregon at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Burns, Oregon, and we're back to that. And, interesting times that we live in, but now the evidence is starting to pile up on the totalitarians. Well, welcome to the show. Lots to talk about here. And, it is, I guess you would say Drudge Friday, so we're going to be pulling some information off of Drudge and some other stories to cover. But the big major story is the shootout. No, not the shootout. The shooting, the slaying, the murder by federal authorities and by the Oregon State Police, it looks specifically, of Lavoie Finicum. Yeah. The evidence is in. It's pretty clear that when you take the totality of the videos, which were shot by a drone overhead, let's be very clear, they're trying to cover up their activities by saying, oh, they had a plane overhead. If you've had any opportunity to watch drone footage, then you recognize that it was a drone that was overhead. The optics, everything was there. You can see that the operation was deeply involved, various military elements and so on. Just a little bit of a, you know, sort of, a, I guess you would say, a wake-up call to everybody to show you how the federal government is supporting, well, state government. And, you know, the thing is that the federal government wouldn't be able to do the things that they can do. They don't have the personnel unless they were engaging with the state and local officials. And how do they do that? With money. Yeah, with money. And it's clear that the Oregon State Police, working side by side with federal authorities, took the life of Lavoie Finicum. Now, a lot of people might say, well, you know, they were holding people hostage? No, they weren't doing that. Were they on federal property? No, state property. The Constitution is pretty clear about that. The statement that was being made by Lavoie and the Ammons and so on was that there's something wrong with the picture with the federal government and the Bureau of Land Management. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with this whole process about the Bureau of Land Management, the Department of the Interior, you need to kind of dust off the books and go back and take a look at the history. It is really an organization, especially the Bureau of Land Management. It we call them the brown shirts. They're America's new brown shirts, taking orders blindly, stealing people's property, literally stealing people's property in a number of different ways. That was what Cliven Bundy was all about in Bunkerville, was keeping the Bureau of Land Management from stealing and managing him out of business, which with through contracts and so on for so-called, quote, grazing rights, the BLM has successfully, since 1993, I might add, since the Presidential Council on Sustainability, been able to manage people off their properties. And now, as we're finding out in the case of Burns, Oregon, in the case of Harney County, what are they managing people, ranchers and farmers, off their land for? Well, huge mineral wealth. And they're holding this property, the BLM is, in sort of a management, I guess you would say, ownership state, in which the feds are not supposed to own this type of property. And that is the rub. Is it the Bundys know this? Ranchers all around the West know this. But the BLM keeps seizing property. And they're being challenged in court, and most of the time in court they lose. But, you know, what ranchers want to go through that? In fact, what's happened with the Hammonds and their Hammond Ranch is that they've been doing battle with the BLM for quite some time. They've tried to work with legislators. They've tried to do things to keep the BLM at bay, but to no avail. And now we're starting to find out that the Clinton Foundation has been involved in this whole Hammond Ranch, Harney County business. And in fact, it explains a lot what has been going on, because if you take a look underneath the ground, you realize that in Harney County, there's vast mineral wealth. And in fact, at the Bundy Ranch, there's vast mineral wealth. And to get the Bundys off their own ranch would have been a big coup for Harry Reid and his Chinese handlers. Yes, because it was China that was behind the mineral wealth that they wanted underneath the Bundy Ranch. We've long determined that. Now what we have is Russia and Uranium One. Uranium One, a company that was facilitated in part by the Clinton Foundation. In fact, Uranium One paid a lot of money to the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, as she helped to facilitate, well, Uranium One. Uranium One and the extraction of minerals that are Uranium One wants to, in fact, they've got a plan to do that, to get that operational as soon as possible, to start extracting uranium from Harney County. So you get what's going on here. They want the mineral wealth underneath the rancher's land. Thorium, anybody? Uranium? Not only that, but there's a lot of money involved with geothermal energy production. Now, those of you that are not familiar with geothermal, it is the idea of taking and using the volcanic activity underneath the ground. See, here in the West, you have the collision, basically, of the tectonic plates. You have the Pacific tectonic plate, and you have the North American plate. And as those plates rub, there's a lot of volcanic activity. We have volcanoes all over the place here on the West. And we also have steam vents. These steam vents are naturally geysers and things like that. You see Old Glory, or what's it, out there in Yellowstone, that the steam hits, you know, periodically. It's almost a timing type of thing. It's just boom, steam comes up. Well, they're harnessing the steam under these vents and producing electricity. Vast amounts of geothermal energy is available on Harney Ranch. And by the way, vast amounts of geothermal energy is available not too far from Jerry Brown's ranch in Colusa. Now, I bring up Jerry Brown because, you see, Jerry Brown and Tom Steyer, they're massively involved with this as well. Yeah, people don't want to talk about that, but we talk about that here on Agenda 21 Radio. You see, it's a wealth grab, and the Bundys know that. That's what the whole protest is about. And they're using the federal government. The totalitarians, the one world order people, are using the federal government through the use of the Department of Interior and the BLM and other mechanisms, I might add. President Barack Hussein Obama has come up with a brilliant idea to use the Indian nation's sovereignty. He's allowing Indian nations, through their boards of directors, to negotiate directly with other countries. such as Turkey, Erdogan. Yeah, Erdogan and Obama's good buddy with ISIS, helped to form ISIS, created ISIS with Obama. Yeah, that guy got Putin all upset. Remember that guy in Turkey. Well, Turkey has, well, mineral rights claims to various Indian reservations around the United States. And what is it for? Uranium. This has been going on wholesale ever since Obama and his administration came on board. This is nothing short of a land grab of America's mineral wealth. And Obama is there to help facilitate it. You see, one of the things that we see here in California with our drought, our anthropogenic man-made drought, because, you know, when you have a drought, don't you think you want to save the water in your reservoirs? The first clue here in California is that Jerry Brown opened up the reservoirs in the middle of the drought and drained them. So we wouldn't have water. So farmers wouldn't have water. California is a breadbasket to the world. But who wants the breadbasket? China. In fact, the Chinese have been buying up farms that have been fallowed in the Central Valley for quite some time. Dianne Feinstein's husband has been facilitating that. These are just elements that we've been dealing with here on Agenda 21 Radio about this massive land grab. And, you know, what President Barack Hussein Obama, he collateralized our debt with our resources. Something maybe some of you didn't know, or we need a refresher. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big lie and the murder of Lavoie Finicum. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Lavoie Finicum, the arrest of the Bundys and all that nonsense by the FBI and by the Oregon State Troopers. And looks like Harney County Sheriff actively involved here. Obviously, there was logistical support by the FBI provided to the sheriff and to the Oregon State Police. It was clearly a setup. It was clearly a planned ambush. That's really what it was. I mean, there was no reason, given the circumstances, because of the compliance that was already being shown by the Bundys and their free access and moving around, moving around the communities. They could have arrested these guys, gotten warrants out and so on, and arrested these guys, I think, in a very peaceful manner. They chose not to. They chose not to. It was clear by the whole, and by the way, if you've ever driven up around that area, you know what I'm talking about. It is very, very clear that these people deliberately set up a trap on a very isolated road to, in my opinion, I think they wanted to kill them all. Now, I've said this before. I said this before that bringing in these people, like what you had going on with the FBI, it was intended from the get-go to kill them all. And I've said that you had various elements that have been involved with this whole game, including the CIA, John Brennan. We can't stop, we can't throw his name. We cannot not have his name out there. Also the FBI, the bad FBI as we refer to it, and clearly the military was involved. Retasking satellites, we talked about that over 2 weeks ago. When you have people retasking satellites, that's why you have drones. Hello. We've known about the drone activity for quite some time. We've known about the special operations that have gone in various airports and various other federal properties, so-called federal properties, or where they were using county properties in Northern California and Idaho, where they had special surgical suites ready to go and mass casualties. I mean, they were preparing for a gun battle that didn't happen. Now, I want to tell you something straight up, because the narrative by the media is off the hook. In a second, we're going to be talking about this, about how off the hook it is. Number one, it was not a shootout. It was not a gun battle. There is no evidence of any gunfire coming from any vehicle of Lavoie's or the vehicle in which Ammon Bundy was in. There's no evidence of that. Lavoie did not fire a gun. He did not have a gun in his hand. By all appearances, he wasn't reaching for a gun. And in fact, people have stated that he did not have a gun on him. Now, let's be very clear. That's not a shootout. That's not a gun battle when it's only one-sided. The only people who fired several, perhaps 100 rounds at the white truck were the Oregon State Police and the Harney County Sheriffs. They're the only ones. So let's make that very, very clear. There's no evidence to suggest that these people acted aggressively towards the Harney County Sheriff in the beginning. There's no evidence that they were being anything other than compliant in the beginning. But there is evidence. There's audio evidence. In fact, we played Victoria Sharp's information yesterday. We'll do another replay a little bit later. But this information that she had, the eyewitness that was in the truck with Lavoie, with Ryan Bundy, with them, is very, very clear. It's very evident. In fact, her evidence, her verbal accounting of the situation and the shooting of Lavoie is very, very accurate, especially somebody who's being shot at from another direction. But it's very, very clear that multiple rounds are being fired at a vehicle that is stalled in a snowbank at people that are truly innocent. There could have been a massacre of 5 people there yesterday. Only one died. It's very, very interesting, the narrative, though, that has been developed. Now, Chris Ann Hall weighs in on this, and I have to, I'm going to read what she says so you can get, my thoughts right up front, but you can see what she has to say about this, that it's very, very clear where she comes in. Now, this video is up on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see not only the entire video that they produce. By the way, I still think it's edited. I think the FBI is saying that the overhead drone video, and they're not calling it a drone. They're saying it was a plane that was overhead. No, it's not. It's a drone. Hello. You could recognize drone from plane. And it's a drone that's overhead that's taking the pictures. It's edited. The long version is even edited. And we'll talk about that too. Okay, this is what Chris Ann Hall said. She put out a Facebook explanation as to what she's thinking about how this is all played out. This is Chris Ann Hall about 8 hours ago from when I'm broadcasting right now. The FBI has released a video, and what you need to see is at a time marker of 9 minutes and 20 seconds. I concur. 9 minutes and 20 seconds into the video. And this is what she says. Question, given everything that you see, did this man have to be shot in the back by an agent hiding in the trees? Yes, hiding in the trees. They had multiple agents in the trees at the roadblock, including snipers. He didn't rush anyone. As a matter of fact, the agent rushed him. He was walking in knee-deep snow and obviously losing his balance, which is probably why the eyewitnesses thought he was on his knees. And that's very evident. You have to watch it, but it's very much there. You can see it. The FBI evidence is not there. Now, I want to say something. Multiple newspaper accounts leave out the fact, the Oregonian in particular, say nothing about Lavoie with his hands up. And it's very evident when he exits a truck, his hands are up. Question, is this what due process is called in America? Question, why did no one ever attempt to render aid? It can't be because they were scared. They were standing out in the open watching the man die. That's another issue. He's been shot multiple times. He's laying in the snow and no one renders aid. They let him die. Of course, you know, we don't know all the verbals that were going on. I hope that they start to release more tape. I think it's going to be self-instructive. But, of course, the narrative is that from the FBI, they don't mention the hands up either. And, in fact, in the video that they released yesterday to springboard this thing onto the national stage, they edit that out. They edit out seeing Lavoie with his hands up. And their big explanation is Lavoie is reaching for a sidearm that they say he had. No evidence of that has been produced, by the way. No evidence has been produced. Now, the other side of this, when you take a look at the tape, in my opinion, Lavoie is shot. He is shot with his hands up, and he's grabbing at his torso because he's shot. I think that's probably a pretty natural thing to have happen. And seems to be shot in the back by people in trees. Big question. Why did the FBI allow them to freely move throughout the community for weeks, getting supplies, attending meetings? If they actually wanted a peaceful resolution, wouldn't they have stopped their supplies, ended their free movements, and negotiated as Ammon attempted time and time again? Ammon attempted time and time again to negotiate. Did they want peace or did they want to send a message? Like I've always said, I think it was the message. And are we at the place in America where our first response is to shoot and kill? Did someone have to die? Is this the best we can do? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order. That's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. I have to get into the Oregonian article and this pathetic newspaper reporter for the Oregonian. Her name is Kelly House. Kelly House, complete hack for the FBI and for their government there, of course, in Oregon. And to all the people on the liberal Portland side of things, good luck to all of you. It's, you know, if you're going to live in this kind of an environment, they're going to come for you next, trust me. Because, and, you know, we can't have this going on. We really can't. This has not been a good thing, obviously, the way this has ended up here. Now, I said it wasn't going to end well. I said that. I've said that. I've understood this, that it's not going to end well. But, you know, it could have ended well. It could have ended peacefully. But my position was then, as it is now, the federal government did not want it to end well. It's the message. They wanted to send a message to all patriots out there, all constitutionalists, that we don't want your kind. Remember, patriots, including Tea Party people, have been singled out by the federal government as, well, terrorists, domestic terrorists. Of course, you know, nothing about ISIS. I mean, isn't it pretty obvious? We're facilitating ISIS, even in our own country, by this president. Yet, if you happen to be a loyal American, and in particular with this president, if you're a white, loyal American, probably of the Protestant faith, then you're no good to this president. Everything he wants to do, it's designed to diminish you. So you can't be a supporter of Old Glory, as an example, the flag. That isn't something that he approves of. I mean, we live in a time in which we have a Muslim president. Let's be straight up about this. He has supported ISIS. He's paid for ISIS. He's facilitated the arming of ISIS. as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton. Benghazi, 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 anyone. You see, he is the terrorist in chief. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is a new address for ISIS headquarters. This has been very clear, very well documented. What do you think Putin did in reaction to ISIS because of what was going on in Turkey? Remember, ISIS has been selling oil to Erdogan in Turkey. His son has been facilitating the buying of oil that they've been stealing from Iraqi oil fields to fund themselves. Now, remember, it's Erdogan and Obama who have come together, especially in the Flathead Indian Reservation area around the Kerr Dam, just as an example. Clear court evidence of ISIS terrorism involvement and funding of terrorism by the President of the United States with Turkey. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty obvious. You can go Google the article about the Kerr Dam and all this stuff. We've documented it. It's very, very clear. We had a guy by the name of Coogan on, the attorney with it in the case. It's very, very clear what is going on here. It's okay for this president to facilitate terrorism abroad and here as well. And do I need to say anything about the demographic reshaping of America under this president, what he's doing with immigration illegally still? In defiance of the federal court orders from the 5th District? Are we watching the demise of our own country with this president? Sure. And we should tolerate this. No, we shouldn't. The truth is getting out about this president. And one of the things that's very, very clear was the militia Bundy style, so-called militia Bundy style, was not going to, well, exist. Now, little known secret. Hello, those of you that maybe not have been following the Bundy Ranch situation, but the BLM, when they swooped in with their forceful tactics to try and steal the grazing rights and even get the Bundys out of their own ranch for mineral rights underneath the ground, rare earth elements, frackable oil underneath the ground of the Bundy Ranch by the federal government, it failed because, well, Oath Keepers, 3%ers, and other militias showed up armed this time in the face of the federal attempted stealing of the Bundy Ranch. Americans stood up. And, you know, it was smart of the BLM to back off. And they did. And the reason why they backed off is because they knew that they would lose in court in the Bundy Ranch incident. Why do you think they haven't prevailed in the court? Because the Constitution says they're wrong, and they know they're wrong, and they don't want to take a chance in their own federal court systems, which are completely corrupt. Hello, look at Oregon, and look what happened to the Hammonds. The corruption there is absolutely over the top. We're bringing stories to you about that all the time here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, when you take a look at what happened in the Bundy Ranch situation, they did not want that fight. They knew that dog wouldn't hunt. So they backed off. They pulled out. And Ammon Bundy knew that. The whole Bundy family knew that. Clive and Bundy knew that. We had Clive and Bundy come out and speak at the Liberty Tour 2 times. It was very clear. It was very evident what was going on there. And they said, no, we don't want that. But this time it's different. This time it's different. And Ammon Bundy approached the sheriff, who, by the way, is Mr. Corruption himself, non-constitutional sheriff David Ward, a man who's very, very ignorant about the Constitution, a man who was placed by a Stephen Gratzi, an attorney. No, better than that. He's a judge. A very corrupt judge, as we're starting to find out. They put him in power, a man who doesn't know how to wield power, a man who's never been really deeply involved in law enforcement, but he's their man, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Very apparent what's going on with the sheriff there in Harney County. The Bundys approached the sheriff back in November after the conviction, the so-called reconviction, resentencing, by a prosecutor, by the way, who was appointed by Obama just months before. Get the setup now. Get the setup. This was a complete setup. This whole operation was a complete setup from the get-go. Months in advance and months of preparation have been going into this whole thing so that Obama can make a point. You see, he's not going to let the Bundy Ranch thing go. No, he's got to prove a point. He's got to send a message that this type of militantism, this type of show of force by the citizens, lawful show of force, cannot be tolerated. No, it can't be tolerated in his world. Now, remember, at the very beginning of every one of our shows, we always talk about the statement that he makes. We put his statement right up there. We use his words. He says, you know, the Constitution is an imperfect document. Well, you know, what does that say to you? If it's an imperfect document, well, you got to have a so-called, quote, constitutional attorney such as Chris Ann Hall. No, President Barack Hussein Obama interpret it any way he wants to. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called a dictator when that happens. And that's exactly what we've been doing here in the last almost 8 years now, going on 8 years, suffering under a dictator. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit Agenda21Radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're talking about the coverage, the narrative now at this point, what the federal government is trying to say about the murder of Lavoy Finicum. Yeah, we're calling it murder because it is murder. It's pretty clear that it's murder. Now, it's interesting that if And in fact, what the FBI did yesterday was very disingenuous. And some of your newspaper reporters, especially one newspaper reporter refuses to answer my calls, Kelly House, will be trying to talk to her a little bit later today, from the Oregonian. And Kelly House basically says everything hook, line, and sinker that the FBI wants her to say. Now, you got to understand something about lazy reporters. They just take whatever story they're given, and you can give them the paperwork. I've done this on press releases, and the reporters that are the lazy ones, the ones that really aren't taking their job seriously, oh, we've got the story. The FBI gave me a sheet of paper, and it tells me what to say. The narrative's out there. They know how to shape the narrative. I know how to shape the narrative. I mean, this is time immemorial with lazy reporters, and that's what we have here with Kelly House. She's absolutely lazy. But you know what? The Oregonian in Oregon is a big paper, and you've got, we can't mess with the federal government. They're always right, right? They were right at Ruby Ridge, and they were right at Waco, right? How many Americans, men, women, and children, including babies, were killed at Waco? Huh? They weren't so right then. Their narrative fell flat. So this is how the article starts, and I think it's important to see how they've shifted the narrative. They've got video footage. It's about 4 minutes long. And it's interesting to watch. We have it posted up on Agenda 21 Radio. This is the footage that the FBI teases everybody with. And in the footage, they show the chase. They show a short time in which the car was initially pulled over. We're talking about Lavoie Finnegan's white truck. And before that, another traffic stop that was made out in the middle of nowhere, it was made on Ammon Bundy's Jeep. Well, Finnegan was pulled over at the same time, and he did pull over, and he was compliant. Now, here's the story. We got this from Virginia Sharp, and we can see it. Something triggers Lavoie to pull away from the police after they take out Ryan Payne. And Ryan Payne they're taking and arresting people, and seems to be going all right, but all of a sudden, according to the witness in the car, there are shots fired at the truck, and Lavoie takes off. He takes off because he wants to, if he's going to give himself up, and he's told him this, I'm going to give myself up to Palmer, another sheriff in an adjoining county. He travels up the road, and there's some tire spikes, and there's also a roadblock. He pulls off the side of the road, and for whatever reason, you see an FBI agent, which is just the most bizarre thing. He goes into a snowbank, and in the snowbank, an FBI agent throws himself in front of the truck. I've never seen some guy wanting to die like that. It was just amazing. Lavoie instantly comes out of the truck with his hands up, and then he's in knee-deep snow. It's very deep snow, and I don't know if you've ever walked in knee-deep snow. I have many, many times. It's very easy to lose your balance. But his hands are up. Especially if your hands are up, you're not going to balance yourself very well. And it's very, very clear somebody shoots him from behind. He reacts by pulling his hands in. Something's happened. Well, this is the part that is interesting about the video that I just described to you. That's on the long form of the video. On the short form, this four-minute one, oh, no, the one that they're feeding everybody, like this Kelly House. Oh, they don't show him come out of the truck with his hands up. Oh, they leave that part out. Now, that's some sensitive editing going on there, I might add, when they leave that part out. And, of course, Kelly House, in her article, she goes on, and this is what she says. This is one of the things about footage from traffic stop where Robert Lavoie Finnegan died. The FBI released video footage of the, quote, traffic stop. Hello, traffic stop that ended the life of Robert Lavoie, one of the spokesmen for the armed occupation of the Malheur National Refuge. This excerpt shows Finnegan being shot. Viewer discretion is advised. It shows him being murdered. It says, this is her article, a video released by the FBI on Thursday evening appears to show Robert Lavoie Finnegan reaching for a pocket that police say contained a 9mm semi-automatic gun. We can't substantiate that. Witnesses say he didn't have a gun. One thing is very, very clear. He's being shot from behind. We can see that. And he's grabbing his torso where he's being shot. I don't know if that's reaching for your gun. And, oh, by the way, yeah, he did have his hands up. I want to put that out there, too. Because, by the way, we know that what they're going to try and do is take all the YouTubes down on the long format one. We've already got that in different formats. I mean, I don't know why they want to do that. The footage was taken by an FBI plane flying above the traffic stop on Tuesday that ended with the shooting of Finnegan, one of the spokesmen for the armed occupation at the Malheur National Ranch. It says the video was shown during an FBI press conference in Harney County. The full statement by Oregon Special Agent in Charge Greg Bursig is posted. Finnegan, an Arizona rancher, was killed after FBI and state police officers stopped him and seven others, including the occupation leaders. The video shows a Jeep pulling into being pulled over by police and three occupants, including Bundy, being arrested. Nowhere does she mention the hands up. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're showing media bias here. Kelly House of the Oregonian being a lapdog for the federal government here in her narrative. Apparently doesn't want to watch the long format and see the whole drama, especially with LaVoy Finnegan, with his hands coming up and up out as he exits his vehicle and then being shot. She doesn't want to talk about that. No. She just takes whatever the FBI, and this is her comment that here is very, very interesting, says Birdsig, who is the FBI spokesman, said that the video showed Finicum getting out of the car and reaching for his waist. Kelly, what about the hands up as he exited? Which is very obvious. I mean, that's a big obvious thing. He's definitely got his hands up. He's giving himself up. And the statement inside by Victoria Sharp said, he's got his hands up. He's surrendering. And he's challenging them. He's being defiant. But I don't think he wanted to be murdered. It says that Birdsig said Finnegan made a movement and reached his right hand around a pocket to the left side of portion of his jacket, and that's where they said he had a loaded 9mm gun. I would posit with you that he was shot in the back, which is exactly what happened. That's what the witnesses inside say. We would love to see all the camera action from those officers, wouldn't we? You see, this is the way totalitarianism works, by the way, is that they murder you now. And we're supposed to be okay with that. God rest the soul of Robert Lavoie Finicum. And by the way, we are at risk in this country of these totalitarians, and we've warned you about this. And now they've opened up a can of worms. They've opened up a can of worms I don't think they can control, because you see what's really starting to happen in Harney County is the constitutional nature of the people has been aroused. And they are going to replace David Ward and Stephen Gratzny because they are corrupt officials. Constitutionalism is rising. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.